Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome home. And this is Deborah Leanne, and that is the greeting that I invite you to use, even with yourself, to remember to come back into your body. Welcome back into you. So today is a little different. I have no idea what the audio quality will be. I'm sitting at out in the country on my cell phone on a friend's lake house deck. And if it rains, I will probably need to go in because I don't want my computer and phone to get wet. But right now, the sound of the birds will be there as background for us. So this morning's topic of meditation and morning rituals seems like such a wonderful foundational space to start, especially for someone who's not listened in before or watched any of my videos. And I would love to just allow, unless you're driving, to ask you to sit in a quiet space right now, and let's just declare this time for ourselves for the next 15, 20 minutes or so. It might seem like a long time, and what I'm learning, though, is the more we take time in this way, we are so much more efficient and effective in the rest of our lives, the rest of the areas that we are creating in our life. So it's an important investment to actually slow down and ground and center and connect into our power. So how I do that, really three steps, and I'll go into those a little bit more in detail this morning, and then in future calls we might just do a really quick getting present meditation so that we can all take a few minutes to calm down before we get into our topic. So today's will be a little bit more informational and educational. So I invite you to sit with your feet flat on the floor and to begin to feel the connection and the holding that Mother Earth does for us. If we feel and allow it to be so, we can actually feel the tingling in our feet as they just yearn to go through the floor or into the ground and to source, to Mother Earth's electrical magnetic core. That is such an amazing grounding cord for us, especially as women. We spend so much time in the upper half of our body thinking, emoting, and in that top half of our body, it's a very productive part, but it's not very good at allowing us to just be still. Our mind wants to interrupt. Our heart wants to remind us of what we're connected to, what we said we would do, our passions, our children, our loved ones. So by just connecting back into Mother Earth, it reminds us that we have this lower body that supports us and is supported in this life, in this space and time place that we're in right now as a human being. So remembering our physicality and allowing our legs to feel that connection to the earth, almost like they're being pulled magnetically down, and then they send roots down into the core of Mother so that we can soak up her energy. We're also able to transmit any energy that we are not wanting to hold on to by sending it through these cords back down to Mother Earth. She'll take our energy. She would love to have it and to compost it and allow it to be used in other ways. Then the next focus we want to have is our seat in the chair. and you can kind of wiggle around your butt a little bit and feel that connection to that support system, whatever you're sitting on. It's even more lovely to do this while we're sitting on the ground, because we really can connect really deeply with Mother Earth. And then allowing that electrical system, if you can envision the inside of your body, you can actually see, when we see pictures of the chakra centers, the energy centers start with the red at the bottom at our root that we're sitting on, and then the orange of our sacral, and the yellow in the middle of our body and our solar plexus, and the green of our heart chakra, the beautiful blue of our being governed by this new moon. We should talk about that a little bit. And up through to the indigo of our third eye and our intuitive center, and to the top of our head, the crown chakra, which is a brilliant white. So as we continue up through that, bringing this earth energy up through our body, this grounding energy, then we can focus on connecting in with the divine. It's like plugging into the divine. And you can envision a couple hundred feet up and up above your head, either a moon beam, a star beam, a sun beam, or just this brilliant light of connection to God or the universe or whatever you choose to call that higher power. And we just plug in and allow that to fill us up. And I actually envision like the little icon on my phone or my computer that's being charged, you know, as that gold, beautiful, divine energy fills us up. It kind of, we can see our little icon, our little battery getting filled and restored. The third very important part of this, now that we're plugged in and charged, being charged up, is to center. And this is really around our power. This is calling back all of our energy that we have sent out there. And we have. We've deposited bits and pieces of us in emotional arguments or in lovemaking with a partner or in wondering and tracking where our children are, or in our calendar, wondering what's coming up in the next hour that we need to be attentive to, or, you know, what happened in the past, where we may have had heartbreak, where we may have lost a piece of ourselves in an accident or a traumatic incident. I invite you to call all of those pieces back right now. Each of those energetic pieces wants to be home with you. So let's just do a quick scan, almost as if we're standing in the middle of a control tower, and turn around in 360 and call it all back. Call back each of those places. And we can tell the future ones and even the current ones and some of the past ones. If you want, I'll give you attention later. But right now I want to feel all of me back inside of me. Time. And pull back all of these cords where we've deposited pieces of ourselves. And then we wonder why we're scattered. And we wonder why we lose our energy. This is a way to regain our energy at any time. Also amazingly helps with focus. If we need to get something done and really give it our all. So as we breathe all of those pieces back in and assimilate them back into our body, into ourself, into our energetic system, feeling the divine connection swirling around within our system and cleansing and calming, and feeling the connection to Earth and pulling us down in our physicality, this is the beauty. This is where our human spark can do anything. In this moment, we can feel our divinity, our physicality, and our unique essence. It is from here, if we're doing this in the morning, that we plan our day. And this is a morning ritual that I love to do, connecting in to all of me, and then looking at my day, and planning maybe, yes, the things that are on the calendar, and maybe not. Maybe there's something that can be renegotiated that doesn't really fit with how we're feeling today. Or maybe there's something we want to add to it, like space that we will just create an amazing piece of art today, or that we will sit and journal, or that we'll call a friend and say, let's go for a walk. I love to have open times in my calendar, and I intentionally calendar that way because I find that it gives me a chance to get more done by putting these breaks in intentionally every day. And as we move forward in our morning ritual, I would love for you to think in terms of what you want to create today. Is there someone that comes to mind that you would like to connect with? This is an amazing process because it is in these moments that often I am intuitively guided to connect with somebody, and it may be a new client. It may be an opportunity that I can partner with somebody to create something special. And it may be that I just need to check in with this person because my energy is wanting to feel hers or his and create some joy in my day. So I listen very intently. What wants to come through me today? What wants to be created? And then the other part of my morning ritual has to do with movement. So what that can look like is different. Some days I get up and I do some sun salutations. Some days I'm really focusing on push-ups right now and planks. And those you can easily build into your sun salutation. Sometimes it's just stretching in a fluid, almost dancing kind of way where I celebrate the movement of my body, waking it up gracefully, easefully, appreciating the beauty of it, and feeling the energy coursing through my veins. It's a gift that we very often don't take into consideration. It's part of the prosperity and the abundance of living in this life. Is having this body, this temple, if you will. Some people call it a temple. Honoring it, it honors us. It's a beautiful two-way street around that. And in that movement, it might be also going, you get a hit to go out and sit and watch the sunrise or to go take a walk. Listen to what your body is asking you to do and add that to your morning ritual. The biggest piece is to making sure we have time for this. It might mean getting up 15, 20, 30 minutes earlier. And I've never regretted doing that. It actually gives me more energy to get through the day when I do my morning rituals. Yesterday morning, I skipped out on part of it, and I felt it throughout the day. And knowing I was doing this show this morning, I was thinking about getting up and beating the traffic and drive into the city so I could do this call from home. And as I laid there in bed this morning at 5:45, I knew that that was not honoring my morning ritual. My morning ritual is to get up, be still, go out into nature, listen to myself, move, and make my lemon tea, journal. So it's that quiet. It wasn't about getting in a car, rushing home, sitting in an hour's worth of traffic. So I thought, why not take an extra little bit this morning, sit out here and look at the lake, and enjoy the water that I came to sit and be next to. And another morning ritual I mentioned briefly was the lemon tea. I've been doing this now for a few months, and I'm loving it. I had heard about it years ago through a yoga teacher, and I've done it off and on occasion. Some people do it only during cleanses. But what I do is I hit my kettle up and make a cup of hot water, and I add the juice of one lemon. If I have fresh ginger, I add some ginger slices. Powdered ginger isn't quite the same. You can use that. And lately, I've been adding a sprinkle of cayenne, a teaspoon of honey, and a teaspoon of coconut oil, which just makes it so rich and yummy. And I'm getting so much of my, I'm feeding my brain and my intestines and cleansing. And it just, it's a lovely way for me to start my day. And it tastes good to me, too. And another morning ritual might be to make love. If you're in a partnership and you can find the time to create a morning connection in some way, it doesn't have to be a lengthy lovemaking session, but in a way where your bodies connect and where you feel that intention of commitment and just connecting to your love in a way that feeds you and them and sustains you throughout the day. Starting your day, if you can, with an orgasm actually even brings that connection into your body. And it's such a spiritual and physical, its own kind of moving meditation. And in terms of the other morning rituals that I want to just mention, is some people actually think through their meetings of the day and see how they would like them to go or intend how they want to feel around them. And it is so amazing to me that by just planning that I, how I want to feel at the end of a workshop or at the end of a meeting, for example. It doesn't have to be how the meeting will actually go, but the emotion that I want to walk away with, that is something that I can put into play. And I believe co-creates that to happen with the universe. So if you look at especially a day that's very stressful and you're feeling like, I don't have time to do this, it's even more powerful to think through, you know, I've got this meeting and I've got this appointment and I need to make this presentation or whatever. How do I want to feel as I walk out of that presentation? How do I want to feel as I get into my car at the end of that meeting? And put and anchor that into your system. It is precisely how we do co-create and manifest. So there's a lot of mystery and magic, and the morning allows us to tap into that in such a beautiful way. It's also so symbolic as the sun is coming up in a brand new day. It's the perfect time for us to create. And we're in a much more easily inspired space because we're closer, having just woken up, we're closer to that realm of our spiritual side, our spiritual connection. So these are just a few of the things that I practice on a daily basis, and I would be so curious if you if to hear your feedback if that you have a specific ritual that feeds you that you would like to share. And the other piece around this is there's even been studies of successful people, and they attribute their success and their prosperity to practicing a morning ritual religiously every day. And it is fascinating for me to hear the similarities of what they're all doing. Some of them it's to be mindful and lay in bed and kind of look through their day. And then it's to get up and put their shoes on and go for a run and kind of work through whatever's bothering them while they're running. Some it is, everybody has their own thing, but they all tend to share the mindfulness of it and the fact that it is part of their daily routine. And routine to me sounds a little bit, I don't know, almost militaristic or disciplined or overly masculine. So I love to kind of just switch it up and call it a ritual. And that gives it to me a special infusion of grace and ease and beauty. It feels really good to my system. So before I close with you all today, I just want to say that I am a student and a teacher. Pretend to have all the answers. And I also don't pretend to be anything more than I am, but I do know that I have quite a lot of wisdom and I've explored so many different modalities and learning systems and professional development programs and several different spiritual ones as well. And I am eager to share what is working in my life and what I have found to be profound foundations for me to create change from. And that is why I so appreciate this opportunity to share with you. And I hope that it is on some level a guidepost that you're on the perfect journey for you. So until our next time together, I wish you a beautiful day and a beautiful week, and we'll check in next week for Wednesday Wisdom. Take excellent care.